Abortion is often treated, even among some pro-lifers, as a complicated and nuanced moral issue with many challenging dimensions. However, in truth, it's very simple. Assessing the exact moral culpability of any participant in an abortion might be more complex, but we are not tasked, as human beings, with making that determination. All we can do is judge the rightness or wrongness of an act itself, and taking the life of an innocent child always falls rather severely on the wrong side of the equation. If anything at all can be considered wrong, then killing a defenseless human being must qualify. This is why, as we've established, our culture must fall back on blanket moral relativism to protect abortion. Once you let even the faintest hint of an objective moral truth seep in, you jeopardize your rationalizations for child murder. The pro-abortion camp is in a precarious spot, arguing in favor of something that seems so obviously and immediately repugnant. But they do have the enviable advantage of not being tied to one justification or another. They float untethered in a morally incoherent fog. They can pick up an argument and drop it just as quickly. It doesn't matter. Only truth needs to be consistent. Lies can contradict themselves all day long. For this reason, debating a progressive can feel a bit like wrestling a giant mutant slug. It isn't particularly skilled, but it is slimy. You think you have it nailed down with one move, but next thing you know, it's slithering on top of you and eating your face, or doing whatever giant gastropods do. Take down one point, and it slides on to the next. The point is, it can be difficult to win an argument with a pro-choicer, because one argument so quickly turns into several. She starts a conversation about rape and incest, or insists that babies aren't people, or shouts vapid slogans about a woman's right to choose. Let's respond to each of these, one at a time. Argument. What about rape? I have to address this point, not because it's compelling or valid, but because it's inevitable. If you argue with a liberal about abortion for more than 12 seconds, they are guaranteed to pull the rape card. Think of this as a version of Godwin's Law, that famous principle that says all debates on the internet will devolve until someone brings up Hitler. Admittedly, I've already brought up Hitler, which wasn't entirely fair to Hitler. The Nazis killed some 10 or 11 million when they were in power. The abortion industry, on the other hand, kills about 40 million a year. And it's been going strong for half a century. You do the math. Rape is obviously a serious matter, but it has no actual bearing on the abortion question. Aside from the fact that abortions, because of rape, are exceedingly rare, they account for about 1% of all abortions. The larger point is that the murder of a human being can't be justified by the actions of a third party. Either a fetus is a human with a right to live and be protected by the law, or it isn't. If it is, the manner of its conception is not relevant. If it isn't, the manner of its conception is still not relevant. Liberals bring rape into the abortion debate as a means of obfuscation. I prefer not to play that game, so let's move on. Argument. So never mind.